Hey, it's Motley Fool Money co-host Dylan Lewis here. If you're listening to us, it's because you love following the stock market and learning about business stories. If you're looking to keep learning and unlocking your potential, then you should check out the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast produced by our friends over at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Think Fast, Talk Smart is the Webby Award-winning best business podcast that's received nearly 43 million downloads and is the number one career podcast in 95-plus countries, so you know it's worth your time. Each week, host and Stanford lecturer Matt Abraham sits down with experts to discuss the best tips to hone and develop your communication skills, from making small talk that leaves a big impression, to keeping your nerves in check while speaking, to being more persuasive. Whether you're working on your elevator pitch or planning an important meeting, strong communication skills are important in business and life in general. That's why you'll hear from pros like neuroscientist Andrew Huberman on how to manage speaking anxiety, as well as speechwriter, best-selling author, and friend of the Fool, Dan Pink, on how to take risks in your communication, and psychologist Kelly McGonigal on how to harness nervous energy to fuel powerful presentations. All that and so much more available on the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast. So what are you waiting for? Listen every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
With a Motley Fool Money Extra, I'm Chris Hill. A market cap of more than $900 billion today means that Amazon is not just an e-commerce giant. The company's growth in services like cloud computing, fulfillment, and even entertainment have led some to question whether Amazon should be broken up. That wasn't always the case. The Motley Fool's co-founder David Gardner talked with Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos back in October of 2000. When the main questions facing the business were not about its dominance. Amazon was a pioneer in e-commerce, sure, but 20 years ago, the main question was, is this company ever going to make any money?
Is profitability an if or a when for Amazon?
It's a win, and I think that the best evidence for that is the fact that this quarter, Q3, we had a $25 million operating profit on our U.S. books, music, and video segment. You know, it's very clear, I think, to most observers at this point, that if we hadn't invested significantly in international opportunities and new product categories, which are getting a lot of traction, then the company would be profitable today. It would also, in my opinion, have a much lower market value because of the decreased opportunity.
When you were last on our show around the first of the year, Amazon's value was about $20 billion. The value of Amazon today is around about $11 billion. How has the market changed? Why has Amazon.com and its shareholders been a little punished?
Well, I think the whole sector has been treated roughly, and I think maybe very appropriately. You know, if you look at 1999 was a year where a startup company could raise $60 million in venture capital with a single phone call and then spend half of it on television advertising in a single quarter. That is probably not rational and healthy for the market to support that kind of activity. You know, one of the time-honored traditions of investors is to play the role of skeptic. And I think that we're seeing a much healthier, we're seeing that happen today in a much healthier way.
And
if you look at the long term, and I know that you guys at Fool.com share our approach to this. If you look at the long term, the longest period you can measure Amazon.com over is the 3.5 years that we've been a publicly traded company. And our stock is up a factor of 20 in that period of time, even after, you know, falling three quarters off of its 52-week high. So we're very proud of the returns we've generated for our long-term shareholders. And, you know, we wish that the stock chart, you know, slowly and continuously moved up and to the right in a straight line. That would be the best for everybody.
Right.
But unfortunately, that's not how stocks work.